We're moving to the country and forget about those peaches. This week, we're looking for pickup trucks, cowboy boots, and a fifth of whiskey to mend our broken hearts. So everybody toss on a Stetson and an oversized belt buckle to boot, scoot, and probably even boogie as we do-si-do on this all-new episode. Come on, baby, let's go. What's up, brother? It's Tuesday. Tuesday. At least for the debut of the episode.
Oh.
So welcome on in to Totally 80s and 90s Recall. If you're new to the show, this is a podcast where we'll take a look at everything the radical decades of the 1980s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. And trust us, it's going to be an awesome ride, even if it's only for 8 seconds. And for our returning listeners and subscribers, it's always great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David. Joined as always by a man who definitely thinks a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. So bless his heart. It is my good friend, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you got a bench seat.
Yes.
All the way across.
All the way.
Hey, today's introduction comes to us in the form of a letter.
Yes.
Usually we reserve those for when the movie hound's in the studio, but occasionally we get a letter midweek. Today's letter comes to us from Pam in Memphis, Tennessee. She recalls a former lover whom she'd met in Memphis, Tennessee many years ago in her youth. She writes, Dave and Rob, I remember that time I was looking at him through a misty moonlight. The katydids were singing like a symphony. The porch swing was swinging like a Tennessee lullaby, and there was a melody blowing through the willow tree. What was I supposed to do? I mean, with me standing there looking at him, he was just a lonely boy far from home. I'd read about him in a Faulkner novel, and I'd met him once in a Williams play, and I'd heard about him in a country love song. I remember how the summer night's beauty took my breath away. But I'll ask again, what was I supposed to do? Me standing there looking at him, after all, he was just a lonely boy far from home. Dave and Rob, every night now since I've been back home, I lie awake drifting in the memory. I think about the two of us on my mama's front porch swing, and I think about him talking to me that way, so soft. Dave and Rob, how do I get rid of this ache in my heart? Well, Pam, the Totally 80s and 90s Recall team considered your situation, and we were moved by your words. However, we were not able to come up with any real viable solutions to your condition. With that being said, Kip and the boys in the booth did suggest that maybe you should not have stood there and stared. It's creepy. Yeah. Either way, Pam, Dave and I want to leave you with this. Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was those southern summer nights. Maybe it was him. Maybe it was you. But whatever it was, Dave and I are sure it felt right.
Ooh, I'm sure it did. I didn't have a porch swing. I wish so.
Yeah, we didn't either.
I think that's not a Northwest
thing. No, we had thing? We just had...
You had two chairs on your
porch. Yeah, mismatched metal chairs on the front porch.
That works. But I wish I had a porch swing. Yeah, it sounds like fun.
We do now. My wife loves the porch swing.
Yeah, I know. You have one now.
She reads on it every summer.
Every summer?
Yep.
Every summer? Pretty confident,
yeah.
All right.
She's a voracious reader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she reads lots of books.
How was your week?
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
It was good. I mean, it's busy.
Sure. Oh, it's busy? Yeah,
it's busy. We're getting to the end. We're down to 42 days of the school year left.
Oh, that's right.
With children.
Yeah, you count all of your stuff on school stuff. Yeah. You know, you could have counted on like your regular life stuff, but no, straight to school.
No, that drives us.
That drives.
Yeah. It's just sad.
All you look forward to is that summertime off.
That's right.
Summertime down by the creek.
Yeah.
In the porch swing.
Little moonshine.
Yeah, your whole life is what we're going to talk about today.
So. Running barefoot through the field.
Barefoot, yeah. Getting,
with my cane pole.
Oh, yeah. You're just using random words at this point.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. No one's saying that. Yeah. So, well, since you're kind of running us in that direction anyway with your cane pole, is it?
I don't know if that's a thing.
All right.
I don't know.
Why don't you tell everybody what we're doing for this week's episode?
We are looking at 90s country.
Oh, 90s again. Country.
Again. This is volume two.
Again, volume two.
Yeah.
Well, our volume
one was doing really well.
Very popular.
Yeah, people love it.
Yeah, people seem to like the 90s country.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people like 80s country. We just haven't got that far yet.
Yeah.
We can only do so much.
Right? I know. We're trying to give the people what they want.
But we're going to do a volume two today because we just barely, as I said at the end of last episode, barely scratched the surface.
We could do a volume three.
Well, there's volumes.
Yeah.
There's volumes. I have lots of songs I left off today.
Volumes.
Some things that our fans may not know about. Ooh. you, Rob. We've told them in the past. You and I grew up in basically a suburb. It's kind of a suburb. Let's be honest. Yeah. Lots of trees in our neighborhood. You know, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But we were cityfied.
We were
right outside of, you know, a big city, Portland, if that's a big city.
Yeah.
But you, after college, made the choice that you are somewhat of a actual, like, cowboy farmer now. Like, literally last week, you were at auction for cows.
I did. We went to the auction.
So you are kind of a farmer redneck at this point.
A little bit. Yeah. I'm a transplant.
You have cows out there. You bale hay.
I did. We buck hay. Yeah.
You build stuff. Contraptions in your backyard. Yeah. You have a tractor.
I do.
You do farming stuff.
I do
farming. So you've become a farmer growing up in the city. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So this is right up your alley.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
Yeah. Even though you didn't listen to any of this at this age.
No, I did not.
Very much of it.
I did not.
Now it's your lifeblood.
No, I like it. Yeah.
Getting out in the fields.
It resonates a lot more now than it did as a kid, for sure.
Yeah. So when you're listening to Garth Brooks out tilling up the land, you feel better about yourself?
Or running semis through the hotel wall or whatever.
That's it.
I read that and I go, yeah, that's my life.
But you live on, I have to go on a dirt road to get to your house.
This is true.
Like you are a country song at this point.
We live on a dead end.
You do.
We're the blacktop ends.
That's like dead end. Well, you don't want to copy a song. So you can make your own song. I live on a dead end.
Yeah. So, a gravel road.
Where the cows like to play.
Yeah, they do.
I live on a dead end. We swing on the porch all day. Right? See? We can just, that's gold. We can write that.
We get the fire pit going in the band. It's awesome.
If Beyonce can write a country song, you and
that's
I
right. Oh, we could
can
write
do
a,
it as well.
We could write a country song.
We just have to write about what you're living here, what that's you're right. doing here.
It's about our life.
How many cows did you get?
We got two.
Two.
Yeah.
Didn't you have three last year?
We did. The price of beef is insane right now.
Too much. Yeah. All right. Are they nice looking cows?
Yeah.
You're pretty happy with them?
Yeah, a little Angus
kind of
cross.
Cow is
a little
it?
Angus cross.
Oh, not a Holstein.
No, Hereford Angus.
Holstein's the only one I know. So.
Yeah, those are the dairy cows. Those are the milking cows.
You don't want to chop those ones up.
No. Well, you could. That's McDonald's. That's what you're eating at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's all beef.
Yeah. Right? I would make the argument that many people listening would probably become vegans if they went to the auction.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we have a country following. I know there's some people in the South listen to us. There's some farmers.
There must be.
So they'll be like, we like the auction. Yeah. It's good.
I do like the people watching there. It's fun.
That's good. Yeah. Well, we got a little disclaimer today I like to throw out.
We haven't had a disclaimer in a long time.
I know, but this, I'll throw it out. This is for mostly our Southern listening audience and our cowboys. There's going to be some Southern accents today and some cowboy stereotypes, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
Mainly coming from that side.
Mostly coming from me because I've been practicing a little bit. Anyway, but I'm kind of honorarily from the South. Anyway, for our Southern listeners, I have a little street cred. I lived in Virginia.
This is true.
So, because there's the South and there's the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
So the South, I was in Virginia.
Yeah.
Right? Because they kind of say like Virginia. Virginia. And by the way, Virginia's for lovers.
That's
I don't know if you know that, but the t-shirts and bumper stickers tell me in the state that it's for lovers.
Yeah.
And then I lived in Florida for a couple years. I lived on the panhandle of Florida. Yeah. And they like to call themselves Lower Alabama, and they're not wrong. Yeah.
Well,
Lower Alabama.
And you spent some time in San Antonio.
I live in San Antonio for 8 years.
That's cowboy country.
That's cowboy country. And now I visit you on your farm, so I have some Southern street cred. Yeah. So when I do my Southern accents, I can, I can have a little cred, right? I'm not completely lost. So, well, we've been here before, as you said, Rob. Yes, this is volume two.
Yeah.
We covered 90s country last year. It turned out to be, as you said, a very popular episode.
Yeah.
So back by demand from actually no one person in particular, just our own demand.
Yeah.
We're going to do volume two because honestly, there were way too many great country songs for us to have covered in just one episode in a decade seemingly dominated by rock, grunge, pop, hip hop music. It is a country artist who blew up in the 90s that the Recording Industry Association of America has labeled the best-selling solo artist of the 20th century, one Mr. Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
So as popular as all those other genres were, Garth Brooks was the one who conquered all.
Yeah.
He sold so many records. Yeah. So with Brooks' popularity, the changing styles within country music, and its crossover appeal to pop radio, it took off in popularity in the 90s. So, Rob, are you excited to be going back to this musical genre again today?
I am.
Oh, nice.
I am. Because I think in that first episode we talked about there was a lot of untapped.
Oh, man.
There's too many. So, I went a little different route today, but I mean,
oh, my
you
gosh.
still, there's still, we could do five volumes of this.
We can, yeah. But
I didn't go crazy. I didn't get nuts.
Different route starts to get, scare the listeners it ahead did, of time.
I didn't get crazy nuts. I stayed close to them.
Yeah.
I didn't weary too did far you, from the farm.
Did you share your playlist with your wife?
I actually she was the first person I went to.
Oh.
And I made her a short list of the songs. Yes. I went by year and I gave her.
Sign off.
And I asked her to pick and she. I kind of ended up picking them myself because she couldn't pick.
Couldn't do it.
Too many choices.
But did she sign off on what you picked?
She doesn't know what I've picked
yet.
Oh,
it's a surprise.
So as she's listening right now.
Surprise, darling. When you guys are swinging on the swing. Right.
It's Tuesday morning. She's putting on her makeup, getting ready for work. And she's listening for the first time.
Listening the first time.
She's going to give me her opinions on what I've selected.
Ooh, I like that. Or you'll get a Rob.
Yeah. No, it's Robert.
Robert. Okay.
Yes. Oh, that's if I say something naughty.
When it never fails, right?
I can't. Sometimes it just happens.
Well, you're a little naughty.
I can,
even now that you've become a wholesome farmer.
Yeah, no.
There's a little naughtiness in there, right? You're kind of like a farmer, like crawls a farmer on son-in-law, right? Yeah. That's you.
Well, don't forget, we talked about growing up in the city. I am far from a farmer. So I'm a city.
I mean, you have overalls.
I do have a pair of overalls.
You have boots.
I like my overalls. So, they are handy. They come in handy.
Do you do one strap off?
You
should do that one day and just see what your kids
say. No, but I leave the two buttons on the side open so I can get my hands inside in my little, because I wear a hoodie in it, my little pouch. It's awesome.
That's descriptive.
Yeah.
Give you some.
It's got pockets.
Is it like an airflow thing? Or?
Yeah, I like it. No, I wear pants underneath it.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're not
what I really want to do is I want to.
You're not Winnie the Pooh under there.
No, I want to get. I want to get brave and wear the with no shirt with the overalls.
Well, that's good.
And go into town.
Yeah, you could do that.
Like Bubba,
no shirt or like the white tank top.
No, I want to do no shirt.
Just no shirt.
Just
why not?
No shirt.
I mean, where you live, people walk around with no shirt.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think people would stare. I think I would.
Honey, I'm going to the co-op. I'll be back.
Well, they talk about you have your going into town
going
overalls
into town.
And you have your working overalls.
That's right.
You have your church overalls and you have your...
What, did you wear your... which pair of overalls did you wear to the auction?
I didn't. I wore my flannel, though.
I feel like you
and
missed...
And my cowboy boots.
So. I feel like you missed an opportunity there.
Yeah, no.
Come in some overalls.
Nope.
I bid 20 quid. Oh, wait, that's English. They don't bid on cows.
Quid? No.
I trade you my John Deere for that there cow.
No, that's funny. Quit.
No, you're over there trying to hustle up some cows.
I get nervous at that because they go so fast, and I'm not a fast thinker. And you got to be like, bam, bam, bam. You got to know what you want and how much you're willing to pay. And
everyone that listens to this podcast knows about your lack of fast thinking.
I'm like, okay, hold on, just pause, everybody. I need to do the math. Really
do you know
quick.
How much the auctioneer does not care?
He doesn't
care. Excuse me. And when you raise your hand, now you're bidding.
No, he'll cut people off. He'll be like,
nope,
you, done. You, no, okay, you're out. Go to the next guy.
He's do you actually get good cows, or do you just get the cows that you get because maybe this one, and they actually acknowledge you?
Well, I know what I'm looking for.
Okay,
and then when they come across the floor, I go, okay, there's three of them or two of them. Then I say, those are the two
here?
I want. Yeah, they're here, out in the field.
Oh, I didn't see them yet today.
They're 50, 100 feet away from me.
You don't name them, do you?
I don't, because we eat them.
Yeah. You don't want to name them and then eat them. Because
nope.
Then when you're having a steak, you're like, oh, Sarah.
Nope. And I don't hang out with them. They eat their grass and drink their water and stay out of my way, and I stay out of their way.
I hate the cows. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's head on down to the damned old rodeo as we crack open some long neck bottles and two-step wildly again to some 90s country music. So I told the disclaimer about all the stereotypes. So it's going to begin right about now. Well, all you cowboys and cowgirls and us city folk too need to ensure you never miss any episodes. Totally 80s and 90s recall. So climb down off that horse or big ass truck and hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. And then send our show over yonder to one of your friends so they'll have something awesome to listen to while they're out there doing their farm chores. Rob and I promise it'll be a great time, and most of all, it'll keep you out of trouble.
Well done.
Good job.
You get a gold star.
That feels sarcastic a little bit. All right.
I'll be genuine.
He can do it too. Same. Yeah. Well, on our first country episode, Rob and I selected songs from anywhere in the decade of the 1990s.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We recommend you go back and check out that show and listen to the playlist to see all the awesome songs we chose from Pickup Man, Down on the Farm, Independence Day, and The Thunder Rolls. We made sure you could dance the night away. However, for this episode, as I teased last week, we have a little twist. Rob and I split the decade up to give you more of a sampling from the entire 90s experience. So Rob has selected all of his songs from 1990 to 1994. Mm-hmm. You got a nice 5-year window there. And my choices will be from 1995 to 1999. So between the both of us, betwixt the both of us, you should hear something from your favorite part of the 90s if you like country music. If country wasn't your jam in the 90s, you may be in for a treat, as I've got some great music for you, and Rob will also play some songs. So buckle up for that.
This is true.
So, you know, we'll get you there. You're going to get plenty of things. You're going to get some really good. You're going to get some, a song.
We're going to give you something to talk about.
Give you something to talk about.
Oh.
Wow. You set that up. You can't leave that alone. That's a song right there.
It is.
There.
Yeah,
all right.
It's
Bonnie Raitt. She's country adjacent. So there you go. Something to talk about.
I don't think that's how it goes. You really get the low note in there. That's good.
That's what she does. A little mystery to figure out.
Wow.
All right.
You turned into a Loudon singer.
All right. Let's saddle up, partner. And Rob, give us your number 7 country song.
Well,
let it begin.
Let it begin. Here it goes. Yes.
No. Look, you started off horribly. What even is this?
I'll explain. The country folk out there are going to... I think normally people out there will side with you, and I think people will go, oh, no, this is...
horrible? Yeah, they can agree that it's horrible.
I think people will say that this is a respectable...
I feel like when you're building a playlist, which you had ample opportunity to do,
I did.
Maybe you should come in with something a little upbeat to hook
them.
And then bring this along a little later, because this is a horrible way to start.
This is for the hardcore. This is for the
Okay. We're gonna fade this out.
That's fine,
because that is that's rough.
That's I know. I knew. Ooh. I knew coming out of the gate.
You know.
So this was released in December of 1990.
Yeah.
It was co-written by Naomi Judd.
Oh, it's a Judd
song? Performed by the Judds.
The Judds.
They were.
You got Winona in last week. Now you got the Judds.
They were an American country music duo. It was Winona.
Winona.
And Naomi. They were one of the most successful acts in country music history.
Yeah.
They won 5 Grammy Awards for Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group with a Vocal.
Uh-huh.
For songs Why Not Me. Remember that one?
I do.
Why not me? Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Remember that one?
No, absolutely not.
And then Give a Little Love. Give a Little Love.
You know, I think Why Not Me is the extent of my Judd's experience.
They had 9 Country Music Association Awards. They charted more than 20 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart.
Beautiful.
14 number ones.
Ooh.
They disbanded in 91.
Yes.
This song won the 92 Grammy for Best Country Performance by a Duo or a Group. Sadly, Naomi Judd committed suicide on April 30th, 2022, a day before the duo's induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Well, that's too bad.
The song is about the importance of always standing together and was co-written by Naomi Judd and dedicated to the Judd family.
Oh.
In 1992, at the age of 10, Britney Spears performed a cover of this very song on Star Search.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Reach for the stars.
Here's just some of the lyrics. I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man.
It's great.
I would give my heart's desire so that you might see the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time?
It's time.
There you go. Did you know in June of 2018, Winona's daughter, Grace, was sentenced to 8 years in prison for violating her probation period. She pleaded guilty to possession, manufacturing, and distribution of methamphetamine.
Excellent!
Yep. Now, I say that to tell you, if you're talking about podcasts,
yes,
there's a long-form podcast. Ooh. It is called Cocaine and Rhinestones.
Okay.
David Allen Coe.
Oh, I love him.
His son.
Oh, nice.
Started this podcast, and it's about like old school country music.
Oh, okay.
And he does a whole season.
I'm sure there's a lot to do with
on
that.
the Judds.
Oh, okay.
And so their upbringing is rough.
So when did...
So to have a daughter...
Yes.
...that is now selling methamphetamines, totally tracks.
Wow, you're just vibing this thing down.
Yeah.
So when did they break up again? 91?
The 91.
91. I was sitting over here thinking about the breakup.
Yeah.
It's sad for sure, but this is what I imagine. This is how I imagine the breakup. You want to hear the breakup?
Oh, okay.
Okay. You have to make a phone sound.
Oh, okay. Ring, ring.
Hey mama, it's Winona. Yeah, I'm calling. Yeah. Mama, listen, mama, I don't want to be in the Judds no more. No, I'm going to go out solo. I got this new song I've been writing. And no one else. It's going to be a hit. No, I don't think Ashley can even sing. You don't want Ashley. Plus, she says she's going to Hollywood. She's going to be an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Al Pacino says she's got a great ass. So I think it. No, mama, it's all done. I'm going to be out of the Judds now. All right. I'll catch you later, mama.
Bye, mama.
So that's the phone call.
That's how it went.
That's the phone call. Right?
Yeah. Doesn't change the fact that she was chronically ill with hepatitis C.
Chronically. But Winona still called her.
Yeah, that's right.
No one else.
Mama.
I got a hit song.
Mama, I got this tune, mama.
No, we can't sing it together.
It's my song.
All right.
Let me have nice stuff, mama.
Your song and your explanation of your song were super depressing.
All right.
So I'm going to take us in another direction and hopefully get our listeners back on track, because I think we lost half of them on that first part right there.
No, I don't think so. I think the true country fan.
Here comes my number 7.
I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say,
everything he says is fun.
Never had too much fun.
I like it.
What do you think the name of that song is?
I'm going to say Too Much Fun.
Too Much Fun by Daryl Singletary.
Hey!
Yeah, super fun song. Gets the bar. That's a bar rocking song right there. You get going on that one.
I think... Okay, never mind.
No, go ahead. Keep
going. I was just going to say, I think we're going to do a little boot scooting, and then we're going to do a little slow dance.
No, you're slow dancing. I'm scooting. Yeah. I like my list.
I don't think
my
anybody's dancing to Love Can Build a Bridge. Nobody's dancing that.
Yeah, somberly.
Yeah.
So, this was released in November of 1995, hit number 4 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. And U.S. Billboard Magazine said the song is a fun, up-tempo romp with lots of energy and is highlighted by some blazing harmonica. And Singletary's voice rides the crest of fun with good old-fashioned down-home charm.
Oh,
I like that. That's nice. A good review. That's a nice review. I like Daryl. I love the lyrics. Again, fun lyrics. You pull lyrics. I pulled these. It's in the beginning, he says he's pulled over by the sheriff, and the lyric goes, "You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice. Now I'm writing you up." Hey. I said, "Officer, what have I done?" He smiled and said, "Boy, you're having too much fun."
Too much fun?
Yeah. No ticket, by the way. He said he was going to write him up, but he's writing him up for having too much fun. I don't know what penal code that falls under.
There is an element of that, though, that is true, right? Out in the country, there's some things that are allowed to happen.
They are.
You get to...
I used to
ride around in the back of the pickup truck and nobody says anything.
Oh, we did that in the city too.
Yeah, there's things.
I used to two-step to this song when I was in Japan.
I remember you talking about you're a two-stepper. Did you think you could do it?
Yeah.
Like if you were on the dance floor and
it could
come back to you?
Super basic.
Like riding a bike?
Two-stepping super basic. Yeah, it's not. No. As long as they play, no, 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 no. If I hear that, then I get two-step. I don't want to be in the Judds, mama.
I don't know.
I'm all done with that.
I'm done, mama.
You're holding me back.
Stop yelling at me, mama.
You're holding me back.
All right.
So
that's enough of that.
We had too much fun with that part.
Yes.
So I'm sure Rob will now take all the fun out of it.
And I'm going to bring it back down.
It's your number 6.
All right. My number 6 is... Oh, you got to give me some sound.
You have to play. Push play.
I am.
Here it is.
Oh.
I was putting the anticipation in.
That's right.
This one I don't hate.
Yeah, it's not bad. Great songwriting.
Yeah.
I like the song.
Somewhat ties to the beginning of the show.
Yeah, a little bit. Pam from Memphis.
I like when you throw it. Pam Tillis.
Little Pam.
Yeah.
You know who her daddy was? Her daddy was Mel Tillis.
Mel Tillis. Mm.
That's a country name, Mel.
No, a country name is Conway Twitty. That's a country name. All right. Because my parents used to listen to Conway Twitty.
Far
You like? Are you happy with this
song?
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
This we can listen to more of it.
Oh, no.
I just didn't know.
No, we only have so much tape.
We have all the tape in the world, Rob.
Released in November of 91, recorded by Pam Tillis twice.
First one first
got the song in the late 80s. Man, it didn't go anywhere. Yeah. So then she recorded it again, and that's the one that took off. Nice. On her 91 album, Put Yourself in My Place. It became her third top 10 hit on the Billboard country charts. It peaked at number 3 in February of 92. It was nominated for the Country Music Association's Single of the Year up against Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh.
I Feel Lucky by Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Formidable.
Look at Us by Vince Gill.
No.
Love Me by Colin Ray. Oh. And then maybe it was, and I believe
what a soft
look at song. Us one. I don't know.
It's a lot of soft
by Vince Gill. It earned Tillis a Grammy nomination for Best Country Vocal.
Ooh.
She was up against Winona.
Sorry, Mama.
She was up against Reba.
Reba, this category.
Up against Lori Morgan.
Was it Reba's Fancy? Is that what she was up against?
No, it was The Greatest Man I Never Knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the winner was I Feel Lucky by Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yeah, okay.
The lyrics, maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was those southern summer nights. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me. Whatever it was, it was sure felt right. Did you know that she made a guest appearance in the 1993 movie That Thing Called Love?
I do.
You knew that?
I said it with confidence, didn't I?
No, you don't. Of course I did. Well, you say a lot of things with confidence. Yeah. No. Yeah. She was many country singers.
After hearing your first two choices,
yeah.
I'm hoping
they get better.
They take an upswing.
They get better from here.
Because I only have this to say to you.
Cowboy up.
We need better cowboy songs.
Okay, they're coming.
So, oh, by the way, I didn't mention it at the beginning, but celebratory. Today is our... Do you know what episode number it is today?
It is 69.
It is
69, dude.
So our 13-year-old bodies are just screaming and laughing at how great that is. The fact that we've hit that number
69, dude,
is fantastic. All right. So,
oh man.
All right, you did your number six.
Yeah, our number six.
All right, I'll wake everybody back up again.
All right,
because you put them back to sleep. All right. So my another bar rocking song here, Rob. I think you're gonna enjoy this.
She's got it, mama's good looks, more laughs than a stack of
comic books. A wild imagination, a college education. It's very descriptive.
It's a perfect combination.
First of all, it's a deadly combination.
She's a good bass fisher.
If you're gonna use lyrics, please use them correctly. Not a. It's a dead. It's a deadly combination.
What did I say?
A perfect. She was nothing but knees and elbows.
Yeah.
At one point.
I'm trying to think of who.
You can't get it.
I don't know.
Your country. You're not as country.
My wife's right now. My wife's going. It's and she's saying it.
Robert.
Who is
all right, it's Daddy's Money is the name of the song by one Ricochet.
Ricochet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pretty
that
big.
That was like a super group or something.
Yeah.
I thought.
Was it?
I think so. I
did not get that information. I think
it had some people. So,
yeah. Well, just like my last song. Another super fun bar song. Actually, a big theme for me today. I'm going to have a lot of fun songs. So, Robin, I have a couple of slow ones, but not like yours. For the most part, I pick songs that would be super fun at a party or at the bar, and that's the way I like to live my life. This was released in April of 96, reached number one on the Billboard Hot Country charts. Billboard apparently likes to recycle their reviews because just like Too Much Fun, they said that this song was an infectious up-tempo romp. So they almost use the same words. So whoever's writing, maybe they hit their deadline and they had to get something in real quick. So they just cut and paste.
Well, there you go. They did well.
Let's just do it. You referred to some of those lyrics. We heard them.
Yeah.
She's a good bass fisher, dynamite kisser.
Yeah.
Country is a turnip green.
I like they said kisser.
Those are the lyrics. The more I listen
kisser?
To this.
Kisser.
Yeah.
Kisser.
Bass fisher.
Fisher.
Country is a turnip green. That's something you definitely didn't hear where we grew up. No, nobody talked like that, right? So the more I listen to it, it actually could be a really good pop song. The rhythm and the catchy chorus, it's got twang they put on it. But if you wrote that as a pop song, you'd probably be just as successful. Successful. I'm not saying that word very good. Yeah. I like the video. I watched the video.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bolo ties for days.
Ooh,
bolo ties. Mullets for
did
days.
Did you ever rock the bolo tie? Did you ever try one?
Nah, negative.
I never did.
A lot of mullets. And then the sideburns were key in 1996.
Ooh, sideburns. Sideburns are big.
Way too many vests. These dudes were all wearing vests.
96 vests were in. Vests were in.
They shouldn't have been.
I think my high school, part of my high school senior picture, montage.
You're wearing a vest?
I have a vest. You're it's like a sweater vest.
You're like Aladdin.
It's a sweater vest.
Oh,
with
you're
the,
like,
with a puffy shirt.
Well, if it's a sweater and vest,
corduroy pants.
If you're a sweater vest, then it's more like Chandler Bing. That's what
I did. I have a little Chandler Bing.
Look, I rock some sweater vests. My wife will tell you the first date we went on, I wore a blue sweater vest a nice white t-shirt underneath.
Nice.
So I pulled off the Chandler Bing quite well because she's still here.
Yeah.
So she was like, you know what he looks good in? Sweater vest.
That's what, at the time, that's what she was into.
I can, it's the most
now 90s. Now she's into middle-aged men that wear polo shirts.
Polo shirts, yeah. Just, I've given up. I had, when I went on the first day with her, I had the most 90s outfit you could wear. Yeah. I'm wearing a sweater vest with the t-shirt underneath.
Yeah.
A puka shell necklace.
Awesome.
Oh, very good, right? And then I'm wearing the jeans, the carpenter jeans with like the hammer thing that I had no use of for a hammer, and a pair of black Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah.
So it gets no more 90s. I like 90s how
you emphasize
that.
The fact that you didn't use it for a hammer.
not at all. I just got them at Old Navy. I threw them on, and I was like, these look good. This is what I'm wearing.
That motivates me to go find the picture that I have in my possession of me.
Yes.
On the central campus somewhere, and I have sideburns.
Oh yeah,
that go down to my jawline.
Yeah, very very backstreet.
And then they connect to a very small strip that goes down to my goatee.
That was it.
It all connected.
You were Fred Durst.
It was really dumb.
If we got a and you wore a lot of backwards hats, so people could
so dumb,
you know, come up to you and say, "Are you looking for a nookie?" And you'd be like, maybe.
I guess.
Possibly.
Just point me in the direction.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's enough sweater vest talk for one day. We've wandered and wrap up the sweater vest.
Let's go.
Hey, Kip's in the booth giving us the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So we can't talk about that anymore.
Bunch of idiots.
All right. Well, then let's break this up and you play your number 5.
Here it goes.
There you go. See how helpful that is?
I knew it'd come
back. I knew you'd get Alan Jackson here because anytime you do country, you get Alan.
I love the Alan Jackson. I love me some Alan Jackson.
This song. Woo-wee. Look, this is a catchy song. I like the steel guitar in the background, but it's kind of cheesy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Actually, in one of some people that reviewed it were not
impressed. First of all,
not impressed.
Who's excited about getting a Mercury? Like, that's not a car.
Alan Jackson.
No one's like, when you're younger, people want a Ford. They like a Chevy. Not Alan Jackson. I'm going to be a Mercury.
I'm going to get my Mercury.
What the hell's a Mercury?
Hot dang, that's a Mercury.
It's another 9F Oldsmobile, but they made it over there, GM.
It's a Mercury.
My daddy works there, I get my Mercuries for free.
I get them. This was released in September of 93. It was originally co-written and recorded by a blues musician named Casey Douglas in 1948. It was originally titled The Mercury Boogie. The Mercury Boogie. I like the boogie. In 1993, Alan Jackson recorded the song for his album A Lot About Living and A Little About Love. It peaked at number 2 on both the U.S. Billboard Hot Country on the Hot Country Songs chart. Kevin John Corin of Country Universe gave the song a B grade, calling it, quote, a throwaway track that ended up being a pretty big hit. He went on to say that it, quote, might be the least essential Jackson hit of its era.
Come buy me a Mercury.
It kind of fits what you were saying. You're like, that's all right.
Well, yeah.
The song pays homage to the Mercury automobile brand, which ended production in 2010. Jackson's rendition was used by the Ford Motor Company for Ford pickup truck commercials, changing the line Crazy About a Mercury to Crazy About a Ford Truck.
That's probably better.
There you go.
Because nobody wants a Mercury.
That's right.
Do they make Mercuries anymore?
No. It ended in 2010.
There you go.
Yeah. Lyrics. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm going to buy me a Mercury and cruise up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
We can hear. Here's the thing about the country songs.
Yeah.
You don't even have to read us the lyrics because you can plainly hear every lyric when we listen to these songs. It's not like when you listen to rock songs. That's true.
What did they say?
I can hear every lyric in every country song. They are clear as day. They do not mix words.
That's true. And actually, I had a note at the very beginning. I was going to say that is what country music's known for their lyrics and songs.
Yeah.
And it's very storytelling based.
But you can hear it.
But did you know in 2021, on the appearance of his appearance on the Today Show, Jackson announced he had Charcot Marie Tooth disease.
Oh my gosh. Oh, from dipping, probably.
It's and the initials are CMT, which is funny. Oh,
beautiful. Right?
Yeah. Stating it's been
very ironic.
Yeah. It's been affecting me for years and it's getting more and more obvious. And I know I'm stumbling around on stage and now I'm having a little trouble balancing even in front of the microphone. And so I just feel uncomfortable. And now he's got this little stool that he sits on. So,
you know, when you go through the info you want to present to this podcast, a little disease. You go and find. You're like, oh, mercury, yay, and then, oh, he's going to die from this disease. Like, you're like, why do you end on that? No one likes it. Like, can you keep this a little more upbeat? Holy crap. hey, Alan Jackson's great. Da-da-da. He's going to die from lip fungus or whatever it is. Like, what the hell, man? We were doing good. You just killed the vibe. So, all right, well, that takes me to my number five. My number five song. And this one is one of my two, what could be considered ballad style slow songs.
Okay.
And I start from the beginning. I don't often start songs from the beginning.
Oh, this is, but I know what it is.
I hope so.
Uh-huh. Thunder Rolls.
You're wrong.
It's not?
You are a lot of wrong.
Oh.
You got all excited. Thought you knew what was going on. Plus, I have 95 to 99. Thunder Rolls that's way true. Before that.
I know that was on my list.
I never liked the rain till Clint I
Black.
Walked
is Clint Black.
He's coming. I know.
It's coming. I think it's like in August or June or something.
Are you going?
He's coming to the casino.
I love this song.
But on the darkest day, ooh, there's always
we listened to this a lot when I was in Japan.
Now I see it too.
It's really good.
But I never liked the rain till I walked through it.
I liked it. I like his voice.
I have his greatest hits album. It's fantastic.
I hear it falling in the night.
There's an argument that we could just we'll just listen to this, folks.
Clint Black, yeah.
Just sit there and just absorb
a little Clint Black.
The Clint Black,
oh, yeah.
Because it yeah, this is a perfect song. It's slow, but then it hits and it's really good.
Yeah.
So, oh, here we go.
Ooh, yeah.
I never liked the rain.
The drums come in. Seminal memories right here.
You got the studio guitar guy hitting.
It might be his real guitar guy. Do you think Clint Black can't afford his own guitar guy? You think he's got to rent a studio guitar guy?
Yeah, he probably struggled.
What? He's trying to hire guitar players, and they're like, I don't know.
He's making just enough money to go from town to town.
I got an offer from Winona, so I'm going to go play with her. Sorry, Clint.
I'm going to play with Naomi.
I'm going to go play with Winona. No, nobody played with Naomi. She's done.
Oh, yeah.
All done now.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so, let's see. this was our, like I said, this is our pregame song in Japan. We would always be, because we would, on country
night. It seems really slow to be a pregame
song. Well, we'd listen to that. Yeah. We'd listen to some fast ones. It was kind of back and forth.
All right.
We're drinking some beer. We're having a good time. And a couple of the guys I knew, I mentioned it before, they had to iron their jeans.
No,
and they had to
get
their stuff together. So we're, you know, again, I'm going in a sweater vest or a polo shirt because I don't wear country clothes.
That's right.
But they're wearing their country clothes. Nothing you can do about it. So this is inevitably Clint Black's greatest hits. We played it all the time. So I'll always remember that Thunder opening and feel like I'm getting ready to head out on a Friday night. Released September 1996, became Clint's 10th. Number one hit on the Billboard Country Charts.
He was everywhere for a while.
Nominated for a Grammy for Best Male Country Vocal Performance, but lost to your wah-wah fits here. Wah-wah. Vince Gill.
Which
for
song?
Worlds Apart, which I listened to and was not a big fan. Shockingly, I completely disagree with that. I mentioned after my first two songs, I picked a rock and party country song this week, but this is one of my two ballads. It's just as, but it needed to be included because I love the song. One review said it was a moody offering with a driving melody and a strong lyric, and Black turns in a reliably potent vocal performance. So, Rob, what's the best country song about rain and thunder from the 90s? Is it this Garth or Garth Brooks's Thunder Rolls?
I'd go Thunder Rolls. I'd go Thunder
both
Rolls.
Both songs hit number one. On the country charts. Both songs were certified gold, selling over 500,000 copies. They were both nominated for Grammys. Neither of them won, so it might be a tie.
Oh, so, I got to go. Oh,
I like this. I can listen to this just as much as I listen to the other one.
Agree to disagree.
We never do that.
Okay. We always agree.
Always bet on Black.
Look at that.
Right?
You're fast.
I am.
Excellent.
Very quick.
I'm a really good driver. Yeah.
that's funny.
So, okay. All so right. That means it's your turn for number one.
I was going to say midstream. I was going to say, did you happen to see that we got a negative comment?
No.
Yeah, we did.
They
did. He said, whoever it was said, consider this channel banned.
Who said that?
I'll show it to you. I'm like,
what platform was it on?
It was on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. He said, consider this channel blocked.
For our newest episode?
Yeah, for our most recent one.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have never gotten a negative comment.
So I don't know who that guy is, but he's I'm like, I hope he's enjoying this.
Yeah.
So you can suck it, Trebek.
Suck it, Trebek.
Anyway.
That's what we do it for.
That's right.
We can't be beautiful all the time, right? Someone's going to think we're bad.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to sleep tonight.
I know.
Hey, unknown YouTube guy, you ruined my day.
I think it was AI.
Yeah, anyway. I think it's AI too.
That's too. Yeah, his spelling was really bad.
Oh, man. Yeah,
not good speller.
That's okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to go make a nice comment to him and be like, hey, thanks for listening.
All right, what do we have? My number four. Oh yeah, here we go. Ooh, you'll like this one. You'll here we go. Happy if
you could just come back home. Gonna say no. Well,
you don't like it?
I don't. I don't love Travis Tritt. There's only really one Travis Tritt song I like, and that's Trouble. And this, I don't know. This is such a stereotypical country song. Here's a caller. Call someone.
Yeah, I love it.
It's again a little
sordid affair.
You just don't want anything to beat today, man.
I know. This is
every song you have is I'm sitting in the corner drinking my sorrows away.
That's country music.
It's not. I played many happy songs.
Country music is
no.
Is
that was country music, and then in the 90s it became more of an upbeat, fun party style. You're still holding on to the late 80s. Where you're sitting over in the corner crying about things. I didn't get the cow I wanted.
Oh, just wait till I got a good one about that. Yeah. So this is called Here's a Quarter. Parentheticals. Yeah. Call someone who cares.
Call someone who cares.
Travis Tritt. It was written and recorded by Travis Tritt.
Oh, good job,
Travis. Released in May of 91. It peaked at number 2. Considered one of his most popular songs. The song is about a former significant other who regrets leaving him and now wants to include herself in his life again. But he's like, no. And go, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
There you go.
I did find it interesting that in the article I read, it said, they had to clarify. They said, for the young folks.
Yes.
In 1991, this song may not resonate with people. Like, our kids might go, what does that even mean?
You need a quarter to call anybody.
That's right. But in 91, the common price for a local payphone was 25 cents. And
two problems with quarters today. Yeah. One, kids are like, why do I want cash in my hands?
Yeah.
And two, what am I doing with this?
That's right.
Right? That doesn't go in my phone.
Right.
So doesn't fit my cell phone.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. That's true.
So this is an old, you're saying this is an old people song.
It's an old people song. All right. Yeah. When he would perform the song live, members of the audience would often throw actual quarters on stage. Good.
I hope they hit him.
Many striking
him. Yes, I love it. I hope he sustained a couple injuries. I wish no ill on Travis Tritt. Good for you, Travis.
Did you know Tritt started stated that in the beginning of 93, he was awakened.
Is that a word?
There you go. Awakened regularly by disembodied voices in a vacation cabin that he owned. The voices spoke in an unknown dialect. It was concluded that an African-American medicine man had been stabbed and beaten to death on the property, and the voices that Tritt was hearing belonged to the murderer's angry spirit.
Oh, as if.
There you go.
So you're telling me Travis believes in ghosts? Shut up, Travis. You don't believe in ghosts. That's really dumb.
Shut up, Travis.
That's really dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb.
Folks, I was camping and these voodoo men came and got me.
Boogity boogity.
Stupid Travis. All right. All right. My number four will again take us back to a party vibe since you want to just keep us, crying in a corner.
Ooh. Got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. Oh, Creole.
You don't know about Creole. Again, you can hear the lyrics perfectly.
That's a good one.
This is a great one. Good. You're underselling the good. Great.
That's my favorite pick of yours today.
Take that, YouTube user. We're blocked. I got you with some dust on the bottle.
Gosh, now I'm
so that is David Lee Murphy. who's singing and will dust on the bottle there, right? Back to some fun after the intensity of my Like the Rain song. I know that that really got you. Although the message in this song is quite strange. I think it's metaphorical, but basically the idea of the song is singer asks an old guy who lives near him how to impress a date, and the old guy gives him a bottle of moonshine, essentially, and tells him to have her drink it. So I don't know what message we're sending here. He's like, hey, I want to impress a girl. Oh, take some of this. Make sure she drinks it. This is corn mead 40 proof. This will work. Trust me.
Make sure she drinks it.
He talks about there may be dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. But it's still based on getting your date drunk on moonshine, I think. I think that's what the song's about. So, or it's metaphorical. I don't know. The song, however, very popular, hit number one on the U.S. country charts, single was certified platinum. It's Murphy's only number one hit until 2018 when he topped the charts with another single called Everything's Gonna Be All Right, which I did not like as much, but that's fine. When saying the song has an interesting message, the lyrics do say, I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's been waiting for a night like tonight. Now, this refers to the moonshine, and I can only infer what the special night refers to. But in the end, they end up together, so it illustrates that getting your girl drunk on moonshine down by the lake in a truck can be a romantic gesture somewhere, right? And that's a story to tell the kids, right? Well, your mom and I were in the truck, and I had some moonshine. And then we got married.
And the rest is history.
Also, the metaphor is don't worry about the dust on a bottle. What's inside is more important. So what is the dust? All right. Is his girlfriend not attractive? What's the dust? Oh, yeah. What's inside that's more important?
The wrinkles. Right?
Does the moonshine make it so he can look at the dust now? I'm not sure what's going on here. Mixed messages, Rob. David Lee Murphy said he wrote the song at his kitchen table and that Creole Williams was a real person and actually made homemade wine right near his house.
Hey, Creole.
So FYI, the opening lyrics say, I got a little girl waiting on me.
Oh, you love the little girl. And I want to
treat her right. So apparently little girl was not just gross in 80s rock songs. The 90s country folk wanted to be just as creepy. Hold on, this rhymes. Got a little girl waiting on me. So the whole vibe then is I'm taking moonshine to meet up with a little girl to get her in my truck. I don't like the song now.
I don't like this. I don't like the song.
The upbeat tune has fooled me that this is a really good song, right? I do like it.
It's the boys in the booth pulled it up. It was 6 days ago. I'm sorry. It was on the episode for Speed.
Speed?
The Speed episode.
Oh, they blocked us for Speed.
And he said, whoever this person is, it's just RPG. RPJ.
Good. RPJ, welcome.
Consider this channel blocked, all caps.
Good night.
What a waste of space.
Ooh, beautiful. You know what, RPJ?
And I take it back. He spelled it all correctly.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. Well, then he's grammatically okay.
There you go.
So, anyway. RPJ, you can shove it. What is that? What is it?
You shut your butt.
Shut your butt, RPJ.
Shut your butt.
Cowboy up.
That's right.
You shut your butt.
You shut your butt.
All right.
All right. My number three.
Number three song.
Oh, I'm too busy over here. I got too many things going on.
RPJ's got y'all mixed up.
Ooh, here we go.
Ooh, there you go. How is this not number one?
This is my number three. Because I feel like my number two.
No, there's no way there's two better songs than this.
Well,
you do not have two better songs than this.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
This might be one of Garth's best songs. Oh, the part when he, I can't even imagine two other songs that you would have over this. This song is literally amazing.
I think you'll agree.
No, I'm calling it now. Okay. There's no way. Remember that episode we did where you were like, the Sade song was a three, like, this is a travesty. That should have been number one. I'm gonna guess that's gonna be, oh, this is the best part of the song right here, Rob. Oh, the picture in the paper showed a scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never hit the brakes and he was shifting gears. The never hit the brakes and shifting gears is one of the best lines in a song.
He was like, send it.
I love it.
Full send.
Full send.
That's right.
All right, what do you got?
So this is released 92. It's Papa Loves Mama, Garth Brooks.
Mama.
Co-written and recorded by Garth Brooks from his album, The Amazing Roping the Wind. Roping the Wind.
Roping.
It reached number three on the Billboard Country Charts. The song was written by Brooks and Kim Williams.
Ooh, nice.
The songwriter also gave us If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets by Joe Diffie.
No, good one.
Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up by Garth Brooks.
Great song.
Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis. Okay. And she was included in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. The song is told from the perspective of a trucker's son. The son reflects on a tragic incident he experienced as a child. His father worked as a truck driver, and his time away drove his mother to commit adultery. Though his father would call constantly, the mother needed physical intimacy and began seeing other men. Oh, one night, the father comes home unexpectedly with roses and wine. He went upstairs for the mother, who was having a wine night stand at the local motel. The father drove his truck directly into the local motel. The incident was covered in the paper the next day. The mother was killed, and the father went to prison.
He assumed she was having a one-night stand.
Yeah, well,
she might have been there waiting for him, and he'll never know now.
You never know. The song is just, this was a quote from Garth Brooks. He says, the song is just total fun at a chaotic pace.
Ooh, I like it.
Kim Williams and I were writing the song in the studio. We had just finished the Rope in the Wind album. We had one session left over with no songs whatsoever. I asked if I could do something screwy by playing with Papa Loved Mama, the Mama song. Kim Williams came in and rewrote the bridge right before we cut it. After we cut it, we knew that it had to make the album. Walking After Midnight then moved to The Chase, and Papa Loved Mama was placed on Rope in the Wind.
Nice.
Did you know this? I didn't know this, that Garth Brooks began with a short career in baseball when he signed with the San Diego Padres for spring training in 98-99. His performance on the field did not warrant management placing him on the regular season roster. However, he was offered a non-roster spot but declined it. The following season, Brooks signed with the New York Mets. This spring training stint was also a poor performance for Brooks, resulting in a 0-17 batting record. In 2004, he returned to baseball with the Kansas City Royals. He got his first and only hit off Mike Myers during his final spring training game with the Royals.
I actually did know all of that. For once, I did.
And that wasn't like a fake thing. Like, he was really trying.
Yeah. I mean, it was publicity mostly, but he was out there.
All right.
I mean, yeah, they're not like the manager's not in the dugout. You know, Garth's coming around. That bat, he's got some good bat speed.
Or he's got popping
just,
that bat.
Yeah, he's just there. All right. His arm's looking pretty good.
Swings that bat as good as he sings. Well, they're going to be doing okay. So
they weren't seriously considering Garth for the.
All right. So
we're going to have to cut you because Garth needs a spot. It'd be like an episode of Major League or something, right?
So, how'd you like to tell people that story?
Yeah. So I lost. All right. My number three song in honor of you hanging out, buying cows.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Going fast, I'm sold. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
I imagine you listening to this while you guys were at the auction.
No, I'm trying to concentrate.
This is the auction song.
It goes too fast.
I feel like you have to listen to this when you go to the auction.
No, I got to tell people, stop talking to me. I got to listen to what the guy's saying.
No, you got to listen to John Michael Montgomery.
My kids are running around. I'm like, stop talking to me.
All right, so this is... this is my number three song, as I said, but I'm going to be honest here. Now that we're in the top three, all of these could easily be my number one. So they're just interchangeable because I couldn't decide, but I had to put them in an order.
Mm.
So this is Sold, parentheticals, the Grundy County Auction Incident by one John Michael Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Like Alabama. If that helps you remember. Yeah, so again, as is the theme of my choice today, nothing but a fun song. And yes, I can recite the entire chorus just as fast as old John Michael can, as it was supposed to be similar to the pace of an auctioneer, Rob. This was a number one hit in the U.S. and Canada in 95. One review stated it demonstrates Montgomery's ability to deliver tongue-twisting lyrics in rapid-fire fashion. And nothing says country like using a livestock auction as a metaphor to find your one true love. All right.
That's true. So,
this is another great bar song. Gets the people going. Everybody loves trying to sing along with the chorus. I saw an interview with John Michael on the Bobby Bones Show. That's a show.
Yeah. He's on the country radio.
There you go. From 2019. He said he loves the tongue twister stuff because when he was playing bars and honky tonks, you want to entertain the fans and get them dancing, and the fast lyrics would get folks excited. So he would sing fast because then they think it's like a hoedown. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a square dance or whatever they call those things. There are four Grundy counties in the U.S., Rob, located in Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Grundy County, Illinois is 45 minutes southwest of Chicago, just for you to know, is only 430 square miles and is one of Illinois' most important commercial and agricultural counties.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, the songwriters have never been to any of the Grundy counties, but they heard a radio DJ mention it, and they used it when they wrote the song. So,
that Yeah, you're right. I never thought about that. He's rating him. Yeah. She's an 8. She's a 9.
She's a 10. She's a 10 I know.
So, yeah. I mean, so
he's picking out his lady at the livestock auction. I was here for
you're
some
not wearing
cows.
A red dress to the auction. I'm just letting you know.
I was here for, well, in the video, she's wearing a black skirt with a top. Oh. It's a jean top, if I get it right. Yeah. And she's very blonde.
Oh, you might wear a jean skirt to the.
Not a jean skirt. It's a black skirt and a
with
jean
a jean jacket.
Shirt.
A jean shirt.
Yeah, jean button-up shirt. Wow. Okay. And yeah, so you go to the live auction and you're like, I'm here for a cow. And you're like, oh, hey, hold on a minute. Yeah. There she is.
Well.
That's my girl.
No offense to the Toppenish livestock, but. No.
You didn't find an 8, 9, or a 10 you know?
There's not an 8 right. or a 9 or a 10 I know.
At all the right. Top. Well, I'll get you to your number 2.
So my number 2 could have been my number 1, but I had a plan, so here we go.
Okay, let's hear your plan. Guess what? Good song. Not better than Papa Loves Mama. Oh,
this song is so good.
Or Mama Loves Papa.
I love this song.
It's a great song.
It should be.
Fantastic.
It's going to be my number 1.
Not better than it's a great song. Could have interchanged the 2 and 3. This is a really good song.
This could be my number
1. Can't be upset about it.
That's really good.
Young lovers
are
running wild and free. Love two it. Young lovers running wild and free out in the, what do they run out with the lightning bugs?
Yeah, with them.
So,
yeah. I got the light in their butt. Anyway.
Stop it.
Stop it. This is Neon Moon.
Neon.
Released February of 92.
Yes, it is.
It's from Brooks and Dunn from their debut album.
Very good.
It's Ronnie Dunn and Kix Brooks.
I like Kix.
Kix with an X. Yeah. I became their third
consecutive. How else would you spell it?
I don't know.
Like the cereal, Rob.
With a K. I don't know.
Kix. Like the cereal.
Oh, I like Kix.
K-I-X. Yeah.
It became their third consecutive number 1 single on the country charts. The song's narrator is a man who is at a bar feeling brokenhearted because his significant other has left, so he spends most every night beneath the lights of a neon moon. 20 songs of Brooks and Dunn's went to number 1. 19 more reached the top 10. Two of these number 1 songs were My Maria and Ain't Nothing About You were the top country songs in 96 and 2001.
Yep, they did good.
Several of their songs have reached the Billboard Hot 100. The Billboard Hot 100.
Yes.
They won the CMA Vocal Duo of the Year every year between 92 and 2006, except for 2000.
Oh.
I didn't even look to see who that
they were
was.
Slacking off that year.
Two of their songs won the Grammy Award. Hard Working Man and My Maria.
I like Hard Working Man.
All but two that my wife thought was a Hard Working Man. Anyway, she thought a different Brooks and Dunn song should have been on my list.
Oh, okay.
All but two of the duo's studio albums are certified platinum. Their 92 single Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Is that the one she wanted?
No.
Oh, okay.
Helped repopularize the line dancing in the United States in 2019. The duo was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I have Boot, Scooted, and Boogied. Yeah. So
I know.
I can do the line dance. I did it.
In which their liner notes to each of their studio albums, Brooks and Dunn wrote short stories about Slim and Howdy, fictionalized cowboy versions of themselves. The duo worked with an author to write a book titled The Adventures of Slim and Howdy.
Slim and Howdy. Really good.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Neon Moon.
Neon Moon.
Should have been
my wife likes that song quite a bit.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right. Well, my number 2 could have also been a number 1, but it's a great number 2. And it comes from the one and only.
Peter planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around.
I know this song.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows it.
I get carried away by the look, by the light.
My, my second ballad song.
Before is this Gentleman George?
Don't care.
Yeah.
Come on. Right, did you say that like a question?
I was making sure.
You hear this and don't instantly know that it's George Strait?
I know, but I got mixed up with Days of the New and Alice in Chains, so it caused
you've upset me so much. I have to just. I'll get carried away. Right? Oh, are you dropping things over there?
Throwing my pen.
Dropping it like it's
I got
hot.
So excited!
All right. Well, this is carried away by George Strait,
Gentleman George,
Gentleman George, the King of Country. Rob, you can't put together any country list in the 80s and 90s without including George. This was released June of 1996 off of his album Blue Clear Sky, also a great song, which has been certified 3 times platinum. Song hit number 1 on the country charts in the U.S. No surprise, and number 2 in Canada. A little surprise. It was the 18th best country song for all of 96 and has been certified platinum in sales. This was Strait's 30th number one hit, which is crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
30 number one hits, and was nominated for Single of the Year at the 1997 Country Music Awards, but lost to Leanne Rimes' single Blue. Not so Blue. Great. Blue. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that one. One review stated, Strait delivers a heartfelt delivery, and the melody is pretty, but the lyric just seems a little cliched and unworthy of Strait's vocal gifts. I disagree with that person quite a bit. I believe most country songs are cliched. If we listen to all these songs today, mm-hmm. you were just talking about their songs in a bar, their songs yeah. in trucks. We're yeah. talking about moonshine. They're all cliched. Yeah. But I like the song. Only my second ballad on the list after Like the Rain. And overall, it's George Strait. And he's kind of like pizza, Rob. If you have good pizza or bad pizza, you still eat pizza. All right? That's what I'm talking about.
You still eat pizza. Hey, hey,
what?
No. No, that's good.
You got nothing else for that?
I like Gentleman George.
I thought you were going to pipe in with some
I have no George Strait.
All right. Well, yep. we've both revealed our number twos, which yep. means it's time for us to go to a little place we like to call the cut line. All right. Well, often we find it very difficult to list just seven songs on our list. So for this segment, we have selected each two cut songs. They were mm-hmm. the first two songs that didn't make our top seven. And then we have an honorable mention, which is a song that is supposed to be a song you haven't heard in a long time, or mm-hmm. one that you listened to and thought, oh, I like that song, or maybe a song you'd never heard and now you've heard it.
Yes.
I include that now because that's what you seem to do. It's supposed to be like a drawing back, but yeah. you just pick random songs out of the sky. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with you, Rob.
No.
And you're going to give us...
My first cut.
Your first cut.
All right, here it is. Rock it like a boogie woogie choo-choo train. Oh, the piano kicks in.
I know, it just never starts. They take their sweet time getting there. This is a good cut, because it's okay. You like that hard piano. You got some, like, what is that? Great Balls of Fire going on.
That's so good.
That's debatable.
I like this song.
All right. I'm not saying you don't like it. I'm just saying it's okay. It's a good cut. She likes to take me dancing on the outskirts of town where the music's turned. He doesn't want anyone to hear him sing it. I'm going to whisper it. Shake it, shake it on the dance, dance floor. Crowd, screaming, screaming. More, more, more. At least you put something on yeah. there with a beat.
Hey, there
that,
you go.
You yeah. know, that you can yeah. dance to a little bit. And you don't cry.
Yeah, so this is Baby Likes to Rocket.
Ooh.
The Tractors, released in August of 94, co-written by Steve Ripley.
Time out. Yeah. Name of the band is The Tractors?
The Tractors.
Okay, there didn't you know go. That.
Yep. Recorded by the American country music group, The Tractors, it reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart. It was their only top 40 country hit to date. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that here in a minute.
Because they're called The Tractors.
The video won Music Video of the Year at the CMAs in 95. In 95, The Tractors were nominated for a Grammy for the performance of Baby Likes to Rocket. They are up against the following.
First of all, this is a Grammy-nominated song.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
As was Diamond Rio's Love a Little Stronger.
Okay.
Allison Krauss Union Station's When You Say Nothing at All.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Our wedding song. My wife and I. Not our wedding song, but my wife and I's wedding
song. We have
song.
A different wedding song.
We do.
We have a different one.
We do. Crap. You just showed your butt.
You did show your butt.
The Mavericks, What a Crying Shame. And Asleep at the Wheel and Lyle Lovett with Blues for Dixie.
Nope. Should have been Allison.
Asleep at the Wheel and Lyle Lovett won.
No.
I like these lyrics. Got the boogie, woogie, woogie spread all over the place.
Yeah, that's tough.
Got it stacked to the ceiling. Got it sticking in your face. You know, my baby likes to rock it like a boogie, woogie, choo-choo train.
Nice.
Yeah. That's Grammy great. Nominated.
If your band is named The Tractors, you should get no nominations.
My
for
next
anything.
Little piece of info
oh.
totally fits into what you're saying.
Oh, no.
I bring it down. Did you know the five members? There's only two that are remaining on the face of the earth.
Okay.
Three of them have passed away. There's only two remaining members.
All right. Well, I won't get too much into that.
The two surviving original members continue to play musically and have formed a band called Casey Van Beek and the Tulsa Groove.
Good for them.
There you go.
Better name. Oh. I'd like to have been in the barn when they came up with, hey, man, what are we going to call ourselves? Tractors?
the tractor.
Okay.
I have a tractor. We just call
they
it.
They probably leaned up against one and he's like, tractors.
Sounds okay. Good.
Well, it's barn or tractors. Which one are we going with?
The barns.
Flip a coin. Yeah. All right. Well, my first cut is my favorite song about farm equipment, Rob.
Oh, this is a cut? She climbs on up. This should be on your list.
Look at this.
Oh, I like
this. It's a good two-step song right here.
She ain't a fool. When I'm out driving the tractor, I sing this.
I know you do.
Yeah. She thinks my tractor's sexy. I love it. It really turns her on. And then I sing it really loud so that my wife can hear me.
Yeah.
And then she goes, you're an idiot.
Oh, wait. Listen to this part right here.
Oh, and tilling up the land. Tilling up the land.
Wait.
She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. Love it. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. Ooh.
Oh.
She thinks my tractor's
so
sexy.
I just want to sum up that I love these songs, but so far today, love has been expressed at an auction on a John Deere tractor. With moonshine.
That's right.
The cliches are abound on this thing. You know what I'm saying? So, well, this was released in October of 1999. So just got in at the end of the 90s. The song is not deep. It's not meant to challenge you intellectually. It's about a tractor, and a girl, but it's fun, catchy to sing along and overall just a mindless song. And mindless doesn't have to mean dumb, but to me, it's just a song you turn your brain off and just enjoy the silliness because it's kind of silly. All right, let's be honest here. One of the lyrics says, plowing these fields in the hot summer sun, over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes, with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. The song hit number 11 on the U.S. country chart is one of Chesney's most recognizable songs. She thinks my tractor sexy is where country music meets rural charm. In the most unexpected way, it's a song that proves love knows no bounds, even if those bounds involve horsepower and hay bales. Because let's face it, Rob, what says romance better than a farmer and his trusty tractor?
Nothing. That's how I win my wife.
She thinks it's sexy.
She thinks it's sexy.
You know, Alan Jackson was doing it all wrong.
All I've got is my tractor.
He shouldn't have wanted a Mercury. He should have wanted a tractor. Because that's what gets her right there is the tractor.
Oh, man.
Crazy about my farmer team.
I love it. My second cut.
Your second cut.
You're just going to give me a rash just gonna crap for this. Here we go.
Don't play. I've heard this. I don't love it. It's you. A lot of harmonica. I would say the best thing I've heard about this so far is the harmonica. This is one of your lady. Laurel's not going to love your list this week. She does not like lady country singers. She gets upset.
Why?
She just doesn't. Ooh, there it goes. That's the best part of the song right there. Let's just do that for the whole song and cut out Lori Morgan. It's going to be something like that. It's not close. I hate killing a good harmonica solo. But
this is down to my last teardrop.
Yes.
Tanya Tucker.
Not Tanya again. She's a fox.
She's a fox, as my dad would say. Released in 91, June of 91, written by Paul Davis.
You've had Tanya Tucker. This is an 80s and 90s podcast. You've had her on here way too many times. You've told stories about her. This is a song. You included a KLF song where she mixed in with Tanya Tucker.
Or something like that,
It was a mesh together. Yeah. You and Tanya Tucker have something weird happening. Yeah. So
she has a slew of CMA, ACM, and Grammy nominations.
Slew.
She has a lot of nominations. I didn't even count them up, but she only has 3 ACM wins.
That's right.
She has Most Promising Female in 72, Video of the Year in 92, the Cliffy Stone Pioneer Award in 15. She has 2 CMA wins and a whole bunch of nominations. Female Vocals of the Year in 91, Album of the Year, not even her album. She had a song on the Common Thread, the Songs of the Eagles album. So she's got credit for that. She has 2 Grammy wins, Best Country Album in 2020. She got Best Country Album in 2020.
Good job.
And she got Best Country Song in 2020.
There you go.
Off the same album. Down to My Last Teardrop reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart behind Brooks and Dunn's Brand New Man.
No, oh, nice.
There you go. I just like these lyrics. And I know you think that I'll be going out of my mind, crying you a river that whines and whines and whines. Oh, but baby, I'm down to my last teardrop this time. I don't care who or what you're doing. Ain't going to be no more boo-hooing. That is songwriting right there.
Solid right there.
Baby, this time I swear it's the truth. I ain't going to cry no more for you. Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go.
Well, at least it's a cut.
Yeah. Did you know Tucker made her debut with Mel Tillis?
No, nice.
Who was so impressed by her talent that he invented her on stage. Yeah, Mel Tillis, the father of Pam Tillis. Oh. Yeah.
When I thought you were going to say when she was a little girl, Grover Cleveland was president.
No, that's not what I'm
saying. No, that didn't work.
Nope.
So, all right. Well, my second cut, my first female artist of the day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, this song made kind of a little resurgence recently. I can't think of his name, but.
Well, no one else should be singing this.
No, a popular current country singer kind of references this song, and she sings in it.
I don't like it. Wait.
Yep.
She's a good singer. She's got the good country voice. I like little twang, but not too much.
Yeah. She's a good singer.
She is. Yeah. Somebody knew what they were doing over there at the country record store. All right. So this is Heads Carolina.
Jody Messina.
Tails California.
Yeah.
Jody Messina. Look at you. You are doing
good now. She had those little round glasses. Yeah.
Did I say, by the way, everyone knew it, but on my last song, I don't know if I introduced it, and you said people get upset if we don't. It was Kenny Chesney with She Thinks My Tractor Sexy. We got so excited about this.
You guys just skip them.
Well, probably not enough representation this week. This is my first and only female artist on my countdown. Lots of great female songs just for this week. I didn't get more than this one. Just like the rest of my songs, super catchy, memorable chorus, released January of 96 and was the first single released off her debut album, shot to number 2 for 1 week in May of 96 on the U.S. Hot Country Song chart. It was kept out of the number 1 spot by Brooks and Dunn's Mama Maria. The song is certified platinum, so it definitely sold and was received very well. I found this interesting. In May 4th of 1996, this single debuted on the Billboard Bubbling Under 100 Singles chart at number 21, coming in just ahead of a little song that became pretty popular in 1996 called The Macarena. This chart, the Bubbling Under chart, tracks the hottest songs that had not yet hit the U.S. Hot 100. Unfortunately, she was on that, didn't make the actual U.S. Hot 100. So she kept bubbling, didn't quite make it. However, Macarena went bananas on the Hot 100. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that another day. Yeah. Jody did not. Here's a review I found. It's kind of a long review, but it's very explanatory. Heads Carolina, Tails California is like flipping a coin for your next adventure, except the coin is just as confused as you are. One side says, let's head to Carolina, y'all. And the other side says, no, wait, California dreaming, baby. It's like your GPS is powered by a magic 8-ball. Shake it up and see where you end up. So buckle up, because this song is your musical road trip with a soundtrack that's as unpredictable as your travel plans. Who needs a map when you've got heads, tails, and a whole lot of country charm?
That's really good.
That was? Yeah.
Well done. I like that. I like that a lot. That's fitting.
All right. Well, good that pick. Takes us to your Ooh. Honorable mention, which yeah. I'm sure, can you just brace us now? Is it out of left field? Is it crazy time?
No,
it's like an artist no one's heard of.
It's very country.
Oh, very good. Yeah, here we go. That can be hit or miss. Yes, I know it. It's not bad.
I love it. I really like it.
It's really twangy.
Yeah. Oh, super. Like, yeah. Her memory
goes round and round. Another soft, song.
I like how they're trying to.
They're singing about drinking.
Well,
it's shocking.
No. It says I think it's. I have a thinking problem, but they're being clever.
They're talking about drinking. Yeah. Most country songs talk about drinking, right?
Yeah.
I wake up
and right away. It's so good.
The sudden stop and go.
And it starts. The song starts.
Just hits like a hammer.
Bam.
Okay.
There's no lead in. It just starts it with, yes, I admit I got it.
Yeah, you're really good. Very excited.
This was released in 94. This is David Ball, Thinking Problem. He co-wrote the song with a guy named Alan Shamblin, who also wrote I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt, This House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert, Where the Blacktop Ends by Keith Urban, and Life's a Dance by John Michael Montgomery.
Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow.
That's right.
There you go.
The song reached number 2 on the Hot Country Singles and Tracks. It also earned Ball a nomination for the Grammy Award for Best Male Country Vocal Performance nomination.
Mm.
He was up against John Barry, Your Love Amazes Me, John Michael Montgomery with I Swear, Dwight Yoakam, Pocket of a Clown, and Vince Gill, One Love Finds You. And Vince Gill won, which I think was
Vince Gill's winning a lot lately, it seems.
He was nominated for the Country Music Association Award for Song of the Year up against Don't Take the Girl.
Oh, Don't Take the Girl should have won.
Gone Country.
That's great.
How Can I Help You Say Goodbye? Thinking Problem. And then Independence Day.
Ooh. That's tough.
Independence Day won.
Valid. For once, I'm happy.
In the song, the male narrator states that he has a thinking problem, meant as a play on the term drinking problem.
Yeah, very smart.
Clever. Because he is constantly thinking about his former significant other despite numerous attempts to quit. The song begins with the famous phrase, "Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem," with the final syllable of the word "admit" drawn out. There was a review. Billboard magazine called it a perfect combination of retro sensibility and 90s production and pure honky-tonk delight.
Ooh,
I love it.
That's good.
Here's what I found interesting. So the chorus is, "Yes, I admit I've got a drinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit 1,000 times. Yes, I admit I've got a drinking problem or thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know where to stop." Yeah. Verse. "I wake up and right away her name is on my lips. Once the memories start to flow, I can't stop with just one sip."
Mm.
Back to the chorus.
No, let's do it again.
That's it.
Okay.
It's super one simple. Chorus and one verse.
Super simple.
There you go.
All right.
And then did you know Cletus T. Judd? He's like the Weird Al of country music.
No.
He had a song called "I've Got a Stinking Problem."
I don't want to hear the rest of that.
Anyway.
Does it talk about farts?
I don't know.
Leads me down the road of farts.
I'm going to guess it's either.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
He's got a little flatulence issue. Yeah.
But that's okay because we laugh at stuff like this.
69, dude!
So valid for them to sing songs about farts. So, all right. Well, my cut is a perfect cut. Song that I had not heard in forever. And I was looking for songs.
Yeah.
This popped up and I was like, hey, I like that song. I hadn't heard it in, I don't know how long. It's been a really long time. So I'm going to see if anybody else has heard it in a long time.
Howling at a harvest moon.
See if you even know it.
On a good night, I can put on my hat, head down to the honky tonk and dance. But on a real good night, I meet a woman like you. Brown hair, blue eyes, once in a lifetime, country fried kind of girl.
No, you don't know it?
No, I like it.
Right here, though.
Shaking up my world.
Oh, you're love making. That's a rocker. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that? You're going to tell us.
You never give me a time.
I'm sorry.
You always jump the gun. This is On a Good Night by Wade Hayes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I had forgotten. I remember Wade Hayes? Absolutely not, which is why this is my honorable mention. I probably haven't listened to this since 1996, but when I heard it, I remember really liking it. It's got, like you said, a rock and country vibe to it. It's a great bar party song, good for jumping out of the dance floor in your ropers or throwing back some sixers in a field somewhere, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Little deer beer.
That's right. This was released off his album of the same name in May of 96 and hit number 2 in the U.S. and Canada. It stayed at number 2. But was kept out of the number 1 spot by one George Strait with my number 2 song, Carried Away, which means today for you, Wade, your theme is number 2.
69, dude!
And I hit the wrong button because I wanted to do this.
Does number 2 work for?
Oh, that's gross.
Ooh, so, yes, unfortunately, apparently worked for George Strait because he kept him out of that number 1 spot. Here's some things the song talks about, Rob. Howling at a harvest moon.
Mm-hmm.
Heading to the honky-tonk to dance.
Mm-hmm.
A countrified kind of girl.
Yeah.
Countrified's a word. I looked that up everywhere, and it comes up with a red squiggly every time you write it.
Countrified.
So he made that up.
Yeah.
Play a little game of 8-ball pool. Mm-hmm. And dragging with the boys across town.
And there's a little lovemaking in there.
And there was lovemaking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all that leads to lovemaking. No, that goes true. Without saying. So, but it does sound like a good time for sure.
Yeah.
So Wade Hayes said on a good night. That sounds like a good night.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Well, you're gonna.
But that's the first time you heard that song.
I don't know that I've ever heard that.
But you liked it.
I like it.
It's really good.
I do like it.
Think you would enjoy.
I kind of wish Wade Hayes would have had a bigger career.
Nope, that was all he needed.
That's all he needed.
I bet he's doing fine with that one song.
He probably wrote another song. He said,
"On a good night, now I got a good life."
That's right.
But I didn't look up the rest. See, I don't go for the like depressing things. You go and find out that you know things happened. So, but that takes us to your Uno.
My Uno. Talk about depressing. Here we go.
Numero Uno.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Things change. The more they never seem the same.
It's not bad.
That's my.
I like this song.
Yeah.
That's my dog, my backyard. I mean,
house, car, dog,
it's got
bar,
everything.
Car. I mean, it's come on, everything. Man. What are we doing here?
It's got everything.
And I'm sure you have some depressing information for us at the end of this.
I do.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I already know it's coming.
I know. I do. There you go.
Who's that my kids, man? Wife, dog.
Running my life.
Yeah. Oh, there's a guitar.
Some good guitar solo.
Yeah, you got pickup trucks. You got divorce.
You got you dogs.
You got kids. You got dogs.
Oh, my
you got
goodness.
The front porch.
Keith,
you got the,
Keith does it all.
Yeah. This is Who's That Man? Toby Keith, released in 94. Written and recorded by Toby Keith. The song became Keith's second number one hit on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country charts. The narrator is discussing returning to the home in which he used to reside. His ex-wife, children, and their family dogs still live in the residence, but the wife's new husband has now taken the place of the narrator.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Country Music 101.
101.
The music
no
video.
There.
Yeah, the music video for the song was premiered on CMT in 94. It featured Keith driving through his old neighborhood and singing and playing guitar in a dark room. Throughout the video, a man, woman, and children are seen playing outside. Mm. The song charted for 20 weeks on the Hot Country Songs chart, became Keith's second number one. Keith's first four studio albums each earned gold or higher. How Do You Like Me Now was the number one country song of 2000.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. Keith's next three albums were certified four times platinum, and each album produced three number one singles. He had 19 studio albums, two Christmas albums, five compilation albums, sold 40 million albums, 61 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Song charts, 20 number one hits. His longest lasting number one hits were Beer for My Horses, which was a duet with Willie Nelson in 03, and As Good as I Once Was in 05.
That's good English, that is, by the way.
Yeah, As Good as I
Are you happy with that grammatical?
Oh, I love it because it's
As Good as I Once Was.
Because he was drunk.
Okay. But,
yeah, in all the right. lyrics he's talking about. Yeah. 22 additional top 10 hits, nominated for 7 Grammy Awards, and awarded the National Medal of Arts by President Donald Trump in 2021. Sadly, Keith died on February 5th, 2024, following a 2-year battle with stomach cancer.
Yes.
He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2024, having been elected just hours after his death.
You know, everybody, it just happened. Everybody kind of knew that.
That's why I put him at number one as an honorary.
You could have ended on a high note because everybody knows about the passing away part.
Womp, womp, so, womp.
Yeah, I'm aware of the womp, womp. Yeah. So,
anyway, all right. That's my number one.
That's a good song.
Toby Keith.
I can't be upset about
that.
I
was sad that he passed.
True.
And I thought that song was fitting. It checked all the boxes for every country song.
Yep. Every cliche you
could
hit.
My dog, truck,
everything. Yeah.
My wife.
Yep. Living my life.
There you go.
All right. Well, my last song, we're going to crank it up.
Ooh.
It's once again, Party Time.
Okay.
Spend 48.
Oh. Didn't we use this one?
No. You are incorrect.
We did.
Same artist.
Oh, you did. I Like It. I Love It.
No, that's what this is.
No, what did you use on the first one?
Down on the Farm.
Down on the Farm. That's what it was.
Good.
That's a good one.
It's Tim McGraw. I mean, it's just a party song, right? Okay, here we go, Rob.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
We're rocking in the studio today.
That's right.
Look, Kip's back there dancing.
Wow. He's got his shirt off. Oh, he's swinging it around.
Wow. I like it. I love it. I like the background. People are yelling.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It gets you hyped, man.
I like it. I love it. That's good.
You like it and
that's
love
good
it.
Number one.
That is a good number one. So for the second straight country countdown, because on volume one I had Down on the Farm from Tim McGraw.
Oh, you did.
This is I Like It, I Love It by Tim McGraw. So he gets the top spot again, rock and country party song. He was good for that for half the decade. And then he met Faith and then just started singing sappy love songs. So what are you going to do? This was released.
You do whatever Faith tells you to do.
Apparently. What so, you do. This was released in 1995 off his All I Want album, became McGraw's third number one hit on the Hot Country charts, hit number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100 overall chart, certified 2x platinum, third best-selling country single for all of 1995. In case you were wondering, yes, there is a creepy lyric in here saying, I don't know what it is about that little girl's loving.
Ah, there it is.
So little girl comes back again. You I don't know what's going on around here. Girl. They just can't rhyme anything else. However, they have remade this song for the NHL's Nashville Predators, changing the lyric to don't know what it is about the Predators scoring.
Ah,
I like it. Clever. I love it. Clever. Right. So he's getting some residuals off that one. As great as this song is, Tim is having some tough times in this song. Here's some examples of some tough things that are going on here. The vibe of the song, the rhythm and the speed kind of throws you off that there's some, he threw out his shoulder at the county fair. He did winner the teddy bear.
Didn't he get something on his shirt?
He got, you know, hasn't seen the Braves play a game all year.
Yeah.
He might get fired from his job because he was out all night.
It's all worth it, though.
He had to clean his house, which he did not sound happy about. He had to open up doors. He had to say darling and dear. And he had to wash his truck and put on some nice clothes.
That seems like you
so
should do
he
that.
Had a lot of things going. So apparently he didn't like and love everything. And by the way, that Braves situation sounds pretty dire. As 1995, that is peak Braves power. Yeah. Check this out. We're talking Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, Chipper,
Gant,
McGriff, Justice Gant, and the Lemmer, Mark Lemke. Don't forget about the Lemmer. Pendleton.
Pendleton.
The whole thing is there. This is peak. They win the World Series this year. They beat the formerly known as Cleveland Indians, now Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah.
They win. So him missing that, him not seeing a Braves game all year, in the year that they actually win the World Series.
That's rough.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got a number.
I mean, she...
Let her go.
She can't be that.
Let her go. Let her go.
I love my wife, but I wasn't missing when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. That's happening.
No.
I joked after they won the Super Bowl. I go, that's one of the three best things that ever happened in my life besides marrying you and our kids. And I really don't know the rankings.
And I'm really not ready to put them in order.
I am not. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I like it. I love it. Tim McGraw. The Lemmer. You haven't heard that one in a while, Lemmer, right?
Yeah.
Anyone who's a Braves fan will know the Lemmer for sure.
The Lemmer. Yeah. It was the Cubs and the Braves. Those are our two teams growing up watching.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's a great list of 90s country again.
Yes.
Huh? What do you think?
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love most of it.
I like it. I love it. I want some more.
You got a couple that when I listen to the playlist, I might have to skip.
That's okay.
But I think people who have listened know which one that is. Yeah.
I think some hardcore country folk will appreciate it.
My disclaimer, we did have some accents.
Yeah, we did.
We did say some stereotypical country stuff. Did. But that's all right, Rob.
That's all right.
We did
that's
a good job. Right. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Just the country way of saying screw you.
Or it's the country way of saying that guy's kind of like a moron because they'll say stuff like Timmy was trying hard at the game today. Bless his heart. Just say Timmy sucks. Just get over it. See, up in the Northwest, we would just say Timmy sucks.
Yeah,
but down in the South, they're very polite.
Yeah.
Say, bless his heart. So if I'm using that wrong, I apologize to our Southern fans. But I did live in the South long enough to know how that term is used. So, what, you got anything else about our country list?
No.
All right.
I always like our lists.
Our lists. Yeah, they're usually pretty good.
When you put them... The totality of it, the sum of its parts.
That's a lot of words.
Right? Cowboy up.
Yeah,
cowboy
I think up. We cowboyed up today for sure.
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
So,
Are you
lost?
No.
Let's go.
It's my part.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Yeah. Well, the podcast hangover is real.
Ooh.
Who wants to help us unpack everything we just heard? Cancel your Netflix subscription and dig out your Blockbuster card because it's time to travel back in time. We always have a great time interacting with everyone on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, or anywhere you can find us on the internet. Comments on our show and recommendations really help inspire us for future episodes.
They do.
Yeah. Your comments are the sprinkles on our social media Sunday.
Oh.
You like that?
That was rough.
Yeah. You won't be disappointed. After all, we're cooler than what lies beyond the horizon.
You know, I don't write your stuff, but I feel like you missed, this is a country episode, you missed a perfect opportunity. You went with sprinkles on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Suds in your glass or suds in your beer. Like it was right there. And I didn't even, that just came to me right now,
I
Rob.
Missed it.
Oh, you did.
After our work, we're cooler than what lies beyond the horizon. We don't know what's out there.
We don't know. A harvest moon.
Consider us your local wisdom clouds raining down knowledge nuggets, not questionable sculptures fashioned from cotton balls and questionable amounts of glitter glue.
This, what have you done today? You've just wandered off into the woods here.
Our responses are a fusion of Einstein and your Uncle Tony at Thanksgiving dinner, and our conversations will be like a choose-your-own-adventure book. Except instead of dragons, you get sarcasm.
Oh,
and instead of princesses, you get us.
So you just threw pop culture against the wall and let it bleed onto your paper.
That's right.
So, well, folks, you can also just find us at our website, totally80s90s recall@podbean.com. Mm-hmm. Finally, feel free to email us at 80s90s recall@gmail.com, where you can ask questions about current or previous episodes, suggest something you can tell us, hey, or you can do like our new famous responder to our speed episode. Yeah. We are blocked.
Consider it blocked.
We would prefer if you didn't block us. But if we get blocked by one and absorbed by thousands,
such a waste of space.
We are. Yeah, what are we doing out here, man?
I just laughed at that. Just laugh away. Anyway, finally, we'd really appreciate a review and 5 stars on Apple or Spotify. It'll only take a second. And it goes a long way to help increase our visibility and for the show. Our podcast is a baby bird, and your 5-star review is a juicy worm. Feed us, mama bird.
I don't like you saying juicy, but that's fine.
There you go.
Juicy. And you really emphasize it. All right. All right, folks. Do you have any closing thoughts, Rob?
I do.
All right.
In a 2014 Rolling Stone article titled 14 Simple Rules for Writing a Country Hit, songwriter Craig Wiseman, he has 22 number one hits, by the way, said, quote, as other genres have influenced country, the lyrics have gotten a little more poetic. But the hallmark of country is that it talks about life in no uncertain terms. He says, I'll never forget when I was a kid, I was a drummer playing in rock bands, and I went over to a guy's house, and one time he was playing Johnny Cash's Sunday Morning Coming Down, the Kris Kristofferson song. I'll never forget when he hit that line in the first verse. It says, the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one for dessert.
No.
I stumbled to my closet, went through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. That's great songwriting.
I guess.
I was like, oh my God, I'm wearing my cleanest dirty shirt right now. Country is kind of literal, but I like that because it separates the bullshit from the real thing.
Ooh, nice.
And I like that last line. It separates the bullshit from the real. That's what I like about country music.
Yeah, I can relate to that dirty shirt thing because prior to being married, I definitely had a few shirt sniffs. Like, can I wear this one?
Oh, yeah.
Can I wear this one out?
I've got lots
of those.
And
then if I thought it was close, I could just throw on a little polo sport.
Or good.
Or a jupe, and I was out the door.
Yeah.
Because that'll
do a little shake.
That'll hide any smell.
That's right.
All right. All right, folks, sadly, it's time to leave the honky-tonk. And as they always say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Hopefully you enjoyed another look back at some 90s country music. If you like or love today's song choices, we have made it super easy for you to listen to them all in full, as we provided links to Apple, Spotify, and Amazon playlists in the show notes. As with our first episode, any Garth Brooks songs, which Rob had one today, are exclusively on the Amazon Music. So if you want the full playlist, you'll have to access Amazon. Otherwise, all of our other songs chosen today are on our Apple and Spotify versions. So listen away and have a great time. Also, if you go back to this time last year, we did an episode building an 80s time capsule. Mm. It was a lot of fun. So if you haven't listened to that one, we recommend going back and catching that one because you might find some 80s nostalgia that you will go, oh, I really like that. Finally, we'd like to thank you, the listeners, whether first timers or subscribers, for hanging out with Rob and I. And you know what? Also, thanks to RPJ. Whether you block us or not, you listened at least once. So for an hour or so, hopefully we provided some fun laughs and great memories. And don't forget to tune in for all new episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall, brother, every Tuesday, Rob.
That's right. Over the, what are we doing for next homework?
What's
next
our homework? Time, this is exciting. You should be excited. So we're going to.
If you're excited, I get leery.
Yeah, we're going to do a movie podcast. We haven't done a movie in a couple weeks. We are doing the 1987 classic. In all caps for those of you writing emails. Over the Top. So this is our first Sylvester Stallone adventure. Yeah. And a couple weeks ago, we were supposed to have a guest host on with us. The Movie Hound will be here. He's not a guest host. He's part of the team.
Yeah.
But we will have our guest host here.
Yeah.
We've cleared up our schedules.
No.
He's ready to go. And so he'll be joining us.
So yeah, we'll have a full house. It'll be our first time.
I get to be Uncle Jesse.
Our first time having four people.
First time having four people and first time having an outside guest. Really, all of our guests have been people we know and they've come to the studio with us. This is our first outside guest we're bringing in from another, particularly from another podcast.
Yeah, the tech crew's a little nervous.
Oh, they'll be fine.
Make sure this all goes.
Well, if they don't figure it out, then they're all fired. And that's basically what's going to happen. They're replaceable. Kip is replaceable. Trust me.
Yeah, Kip. So Kip needs the money.
So you got anything else, Rob?
I've got nothing else.
Fancy goodbye.
No fancy goodbyes, y'all.
Y'all. No, no, no.
You shut your butt.
You shut your butt. I don't want to be the judge.